who break the rules and think outside the box. There's been some amazing creative thinkers throughout history. These are people who break the rules in constructive ways to make a positive change. What allows them to be change makers? Well, they are eccentrics who are prepared to take risks and question accepted beliefs. They have single-minded focus and, of course, brilliant minds. At key points in history, the ground becomes fertile for these rebel creative thinkers to come to the fore and help shape the future for the better. I'm going to take you back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. It was one of those times. Technological progress happened at breakneck speed from about 1780s in Britain. This was a time of social upheaval as the population grew and moved into cities. One of these visionaries from the post-industrial era was John Stuart Mill, a British politician and philosopher born in England in 1806. This was a man who promoted women's rights and equality. Imagine, this made him eccentric. His views were laughed at the time. Cartoons of the era, this is John Stuart Mill, cartoons of the era dressed him in women's clothes. This did not stop him standing up for what he believed was right and breaking the rules. At age 17, on his way to work one morning, he found a bundle under a tree. He opened the bundle to find an abandoned baby inside. His response was not that of a traditional thinker. He didn't go to the police to try and get the perpetrator arrested. No, he took leaflets on contraception around the poorer neighborhoods of London. This was illegal, and he was thrown into prison. Can you imagine doing that at 17? He is a great example of someone who broke rules in a constructive way. Considered a rebel who thought outside the box, J.S. Mill wanted to better the lot of humanity with universal education, votes, and rights for all. It's amazing to think that this was such an outlandish proposition at the time. As societies in the developed world became more as he envisaged, the door opened to the social, technological advances of the 19th and 20th centuries. The brilliant engineer and philosopher Nikola Tesla, the electric car company run by Elon Musk is named for him, was told by his university professor that it was not possible to build an electric motor that ran on AC alternating current. This made him even more determined to do it. With a great deal of imagination and perseverance, he figured out how it could be done. His invention came to him fully imagined in a vision, after he had been thinking about the problem for many months. He took his idea for his AC motor to Edison. He said he wouldn't build it. He liked his own DC, direct current system, better. He said AC won't work and it's too dangerous. Tesla left Edison and struck out on his own, and his AC generator was picked to produce hydroelectric power from Niagara Falls. Indeed, it is what we use to transmit electricity today. So he was right that he could do it, and his perseverance paid off. A big characteristic of these creative thinkers, really persevere. Einstein was once asked how it felt to be the smartest man alive. His reply was, I don't know, you have to ask Nikola Tesla. Tesla, though, in common with other inventors, was not right about everything. He had a great volume of ideas, not all of them good, and this trait seems to be a characteristic of inventors and creative thinkers. He tried without success to send radio waves through the earth, causing fires as he experimented with vast amounts of electricity. He also thought a low exposure to electricity would make school children more intelligent and proposed this. Some schools agreed. Edison also had many creative ideas. Not all of them were good. He produced a talking doll that was so scary, it scared adults and children alike. In what ways can we nurture creative thinking? How can we be more like inventors Tesla and philosopher J.S. Mill? Would you want to be? One thing you can do is become a little obsessed, single-minded with a problem or annoyance in the world or in your life. Just pick one thing, give yourself time and space, as Tesla did with the AC, to think and dream and imagine the solution. Go for a walk, sit and space out, sleep on it. This really does work for finding solutions. Our brains are best at creative thinking when we use our imaginations. We really need to remove judgments and constraints of the logical mind to allow for that unbridled creativity. The brainwaves we use in this state of imagination are called alpha and theta waves. Our brains have electrical impulses. By the way, another thing that Tesla believed was that in the future, we would be able to read people's thoughts. We shall see if that comes true. Do you remember how, when you were a little kid, you used to go off into your imaginary world all the time? Your brain was in that state of theta alpha brain activity. The world's most awe-inspiring inventions were created because the logical that can't work didn't get in the way. Think about how much creativity went into the technological advances humans made over the past 100 years. All innovations start as ideas, and the inventors have to get their ideas from imagination into practical application. Luckily for us, they didn't listen too much to that can't work. We live in interesting times. On the one hand, if we are to measure how healthy, wealthy, and educated the population is right now, there has never been a better time to be alive. But are we victims of our own success? The negative impacts of climate change are growing. It is a time of upheaval and change. It is a time when creative thinkers of our day are looking for solutions. Examples of creative visionaries from more recent times are Steve Jobs and Elon Musk. Steve Jobs, the creator of Apple, iPod, iPad, and iPhone, had a vision of a user-friendly slim computer and kept pushing for his vision despite those who said it was impossible. Jobs demanded perfection at all times and was willing to go to practically any length to achieve it. Can you imagine going to a restaurant with someone like him who is perpetually dissatisfied with his dish and keeps sending it back over and over and over again and then suggest ways the chef could improve it? This was the character. Sounds like some of you may recognize. This was the character of Steve Jobs' perfectionism. According to his biographer, Jobs ripped off his oxygen mask in the hospital after his liver transplant in order to demand masks with better designs. Elon Musk is an entrepreneur who runs Tesla, a company producing clean power technology, electric vehicles, solar panels, and batteries to store the solar power, as well as a privately run space rocket company called SpaceX. And his most recent company is called cheekily the Boring Company. Musk said he founded SpaceX and became CEO of Tesla because he believed in the company's ability to change the world for the better. Despite the risks, Musk said he wanted to find solutions for things that don't seem to be working, that are important for our life and for the future to be good. He has many crazy ideas which actually seem to work out. He didn't listen to the people who tried to persuade him against it. His next risky venture is the Boring Company's plan to dig tunnels and build an ambitious high-speed underground transportation system. Elon Musk is concentrating on improving technology to reduce CO2 emissions. Meanwhile, hundreds of scientists around the world are working on ways to remove CO2 from the atmosphere. They are looking to capture carbon from the atmosphere using plants, rocks, or engineered chemical reactions, and storing it then in soil, products such as concrete and plastic, rocks, underground reservoirs, or the ocean. Some of the strategies, known collectively as carbon dioxide removal technologies, are just ideas. Others are already underway, like planting more forests or leaving crop residues in the field, and the CO2 capturing fuel plant in Illinois. Their common aim, to help us out of the climate change fix we've gotten ourselves into. Another creative idea is vertical farming. According to this idea, a 30-story building built on one city block could feed tens of thousands of people. It would save on carbon emissions as the food production would be close to urban centers. Meanwhile, former farmland could be returned to forest to further help fight global warming. In London, England, they had a creative idea to have a healthy swimming pool. The pool doesn't use chlorine to keep it clean. Instead, it uses plants. It's a way to literally immerse visitors in nature and help people think about the connection between their own health and the health of the environment. I thought I had a picture. Okay, it was a good picture. It's unfortunate. To sum up, creative thinkers, a quote from an ad for Apple computers. This ad was run with pictures of Einstein, Picasso, etc. being projected as these words were spoken. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify and vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as crazy, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Now, it's time for us to solve the problems of the world. I know, a tall order for a Sunday morning. Or just float away into the imagination of what could be. Marilka and Sylvia will play some music. And if you wish, let your imagination float away with the notes of the music. I want you to imagine how you would like to see the world of the future, the transportation, the food supply, the water supply, the architecture, the natural surroundings. Imagine whatever you like. Don't judge your ideas. Just let them flow. Be a kid. Imagine without boundaries, knowing that it is good for you, and these theater brain waves of your imagination might even solve a problem or two.